About your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs, or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburg. Severe thunderstorms, a lot of them with heavy flooding rain, hit the Front Range yesterday.
Those massive rains seem to officially launch the 2021 version of Colorado's monsoon season. Multiple inches flooded the intersection of Weld County Road 81 and State Highway 52 near several big ranches close to Rogan. High-clearance trucks could handle that water all right, cars not so much. Off the prairie and in town, Greeley got some of the worst of the showers. 3 to 4 inches of rain inundating the city in less than an hour. Some cars were abandoned, partially submerged. City pumps couldn't keep up to clear the streets, and numerous homes, businesses, and churches took on water. Many sandbagged their buildings from the afternoon to overnight in case another round of heavy rain comes through, possibly today. Greeley and the surrounding area officially got about 3.6 inches, but the rain was prodigious across most of the plains. I'm Jim Williams.
Thanks to those storms, Denver International Airport playing catch-up today as well. Many flights were delayed yesterday, some canceled or rescheduled. More moisture is in the forecast for today. That moisture much needed on the western slope. Mesa County currently leads the state in cases of the COVID-19 virus's Delta variant. Hospitals in and around Grand Junction are almost full to capacity, and the local health department says a key factor in the outbreak is that only about 40% of locals are vaccinated. So far, Mesa County has identified about 400 local cases of the more contagious and harmful Delta variant. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is among a group of 10 secretaries of state asking Congress to allocate $20 billion for election infrastructure as part of President Biden's infrastructure bill. They say that funding would support upgrading elections over the next 10 years. Partial human remains were found near the Hesse Trailhead, and it's believed they may belong to a hiker from Arvada who went missing back in February. 27-year-old Josh Hall went for a hike with his dog February 3rd and never returned. His dog and car were found. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
You protect yourself, your family, and the environment when you safely dispose of your unused or expired medications. The Colorado Household Medication Take-Back Program is available to residents and visitors for the safe disposal of medications. For the list of pharmacies or police departments providing a drop box for safe disposal of your medications, visit TakeMedSeriously.org. This message is sponsored by the Colorado Department Public Health and Environment's Medication Take-Back Program. TakeMedSeriously.org.
Imagine waking up to enjoy breakfast in the stunning Grand Lodge before heading out to Arapahoe Springs Water Park, where you and the family can splash in pools, zip down water slides, float through the lazy river, and escape to a private cabana. Then unwind with a poolside drink before heading inside to relax, wake up, and do it all over again. Enjoy your summer of more at Gaylord Rockies Resort. Visit GaylordRockies.com to book today.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.
Well, welcome everybody. Hello, hello to Friday, and not just any Friday, the Friday of the Independence Day weekend. And you'll note that it is Independence Day, not the 4th of July. There's actually some meaning between those two terms. Yes, things are not super awesome in America right now, but hey, we fought the biggest, baddest military and economic entity on the planet 250 some years ago, and we won with God's help, obviously, and some brave human beings who had qualities that were magnificent and we need to get back to. So there's going to be some critical stuff about the current state of America in today's episode, which I'm calling potpourri. Pronounced correctly, it would be potpourri, but I love pronouncing it incorrectly because when I was a kid growing up in like the sticks, I thought it was potpourri. I had a whole bunch of words I mispronounced up until about college, and people would snicker and laugh, but I don't care anymore. Anyway, so this recording is coming to you from the Prepping 2.0 studios via the awesome internet system that we have here at KHNC. I'm not calling in from the chemo room at the local hospital, in which every 2 weeks I get chemo treatment, so that's okay. By the way, that's going pretty well. It's extremely unpleasant. CBD from my kind, honest to goodness, helps. That's not like a paid promotion. That's like Joe sent me some, and I used it, and I said, holy smokes, this stuff is working the best I can tell. It's not a scientific study. So I'm in a good mood. I'm in a great mood, as a matter of fact. It is Independence Day weekend, and I think, if you don't mind me saying so, I think this is a pretty doggone good show. I mentioned potpourri, a medley, a collection of small miscellaneous stories, all of which I think are interesting, or I wouldn't waste your time. That's the thing. You guys have an hour that you're going to devote to listening to this, whether it's on the radio terrestrially or whether it's on the internet. Your time's valuable. So I'm going to give you an overview of what we're going to talk about. It'll just completely tease you, pique your interest. It'll make you say, oh, golly, I got to listen for the whole hour. Candidly, that's my not-so-hidden agenda. We're going to talk about the Sovietification of American customer service and supply chain, that Gwen hammer-thrower thing, and the whole not doing the national anthem. I got a take on that you might find interesting. We're going to talk about the meat mafia. What? The meat mafia, is that a real thing? Yeah, it's a real thing. Talk about climate change in an interesting aspect that you probably haven't thought of before. It's not the usual stuff. Corporations, how in June they were all about Pride Month, and now in July they're all about patriotism, and how two-faced corporations are. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris's problem with all of her people that work on her staff saying that she's a tyrant, which I find interesting. We're going to talk about, sorry, but I'm going to, the 299 Days book series that I wrote 10 years ago. I'm getting all kinds of emails and messages and personal conversations, texts and phone calls from people saying, oh my goodness, you totally pegged it. 10 years ago, you predicted exactly what's happening in America. I don't say that to brag. I say that so that if you want to see what else is going to happen and you want a picture of where things are going, you have a place to get that. And by the way, I'm not asking you to buy my books. This is not like a one-hour infomercial on my books. Not at all. But at some point, I have to acknowledge, and it's hard for me because I'm a really humble guy. I mean, I was the guy that up until, you know, I'm at a college party or whatever, and I'm saying potpourri, and everyone's laughing at me. So it's hard to be egotistical when you can't even pronounce words in front of fancy people. But anyway, we're also going to talk about, speaking of 299 days, how novelists and certain intelligence agencies have actually picked up on this, how novelists can predict future collapses, future events, future wars way better than government, military, and intelligence analysts. And I think that's fascinating. We're going to talk about Tucker Carlson being spied on by the NSA, which is not a conspiracy theory, it's proven. And then we're going to have a positive segment at the end about the parallel economy, which is our side having its own economy, not tethered to the nonsense of big tech, and how incredibly hopeful that is. That is absolutely positive good news. We always end on good news, especially on a Friday, especially to a three-day weekend for something as awesome as Independence Day. Before we get started, I wanted to mention another reason I'm in a good mood. See? Positivity all the way around. I'm in a great mood because yesterday, something that happens four times a year happened, and it's a golden moment. It's like Christmas. The mailman handed me a little box from Patriot Trading Group, which was my metals plan metals. Oh, I love it when that comes. Listen, I don't get paid by Patriot Trading Group. I mean, I have no financial interest whatsoever. It is so doggone cool to set an amount every month that is drawn off of my debit card. It's effortless. And then after 3 months, all that money's pooled and you get amazing deals. I know gold prices. I listen to Joe's show all the time. I'm up on this. I got an assortment of some gold and some silver at really good prices because I'm a member of the Patriot Trading Group Metals Plan. Now, here's an idea I came up with, and I have not cleared this with Joe, and so what I'm saying may be totally wrong, and if so, I will stand corrected. Here's my theory, and only my theory. As we all know, precious metals are hard to get right now, because everybody and their dog wants them, because everybody's waking up at the same time. Understood. My theory is that the metals plan is so important to Joe that he's probably, if he has to choose between making metals available, precious metals available to his metal plan people and fulfilling, you know, the obligation he has gold and silver every month or every quarter, he'll do that as opposed to running gold and silver on special deals. Purely my theory, but I feel pretty good that by being a member of the Patriot Trading Group Metals Plan, I'm going to get hard to get precious metals when maybe other people can't. And I'm getting it at a great price. And that makes me happy because I'm all about value. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Sovietification of customer service.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories. Stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Taking care of all of your home inspection services if you're buying, selling, or have already bought a house and need a home inspection. Your one-stop solution for all of your home inspection needs, whether you're a homeowner, a buying agent, selling agent, or a mortgage broker. Please call us. Brett King, Wynn Home Inspection Services, 970-238-8333. Or visit our website at johnstown.wini.com.
We, as Americans, have the right to defend ourselves. And we, as Americans, have the right to protect our home and families. And we, as Americans, have the right to bear arms as our Second Amendment says.
I keep them at the house. I keep them in my truck. I guess it's in my blood. I was gonna.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Friday edition of the Open Forum right here on 1360 AM KHNC. I neglected to mention at the very beginning who I am, but it kind of doesn't matter, really. It's about the content of the show, not who's doing the talking. My name is Glenn Tate. Not really fake name, pen name, but we'll go with Glenn Tate for now. I'm the co-host of Prepping 2.0, which is heard every Saturday at 9 AM right here on 1360 AM. So glad you can be here to listen today. A video simulcast of this show is available to Patreon supporters of the Prepping 2.0 show, and details on that is available at prepping2-0.com if you hit the big red button labeled Patreon. Well, welcome back. We were talking about, or I teased the topic, and then we'll start talking about the Sovietification. Again, I make up one word every show. I try to. Sovietification of American customer service and supply chain. What does that mean? When I say Sovietification, I don't mean we're all wearing furry hats and marching around and it's the Soviet Union in a political sense or economic sense. That's not where I'm going with this. Go back to the 80s. Go back in your Wayback Machine, right, your time machine, and think about what life was like, what you saw depicted, what life was like in the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc countries, where there were shortages of everything. Nothing worked. That's my point with all of this. When I say the Sovietification, what I really mean is here in America lately, now, post-COVID, in the Biden era, the Biden regime, it seems like stuff just kind of doesn't work. And here's what I mean by that. No, I should go back. The Sovietification, we all know that it were like lines for stuff in the communist countries and nothing really worked. I mean, you know, you'd buy a thing of paint and it would peel in like 6 months and nobody really cared. I mean, retail sales clerks, just they just didn't care. It's like, hey, you guys, the sign says you guys had, you know, bread or fishing tackle or whatever it may be. And the retail clerk would be like, yeah, well, we don't, so whatever. That just whole kind of dingy, depressing, gray sort of blah of everything just not working right. And the reason this is a problem, first of all, it's a problem because stuff doesn't work right. But the real problem with this is we in America are used to stuff working. And may I say working very, very well. You talk to tons of people that travel around the world. They will tell you that customer service and people caring and stuff being in stock and stuff working is just pretty unique to America. Maybe it's true in Canada and some other places, but it's kind of unique. We kind of have it made. Well, now I think we don't anymore. And here's what I mean by that. A couple examples. And this happened to me yesterday and this morning. I have a bank, great bank branch. They're nice people, very nice people. But lately, well, during COVID, I guess, the lobby, they can't even predict when it'll be open. This is so Soviet, it's unbelievable to me. So the internet says they open at 9 and they close at 5. And then lately, it's been my experience, past couple months, you'll go there at 9 and there's a sign, like a handwritten note, oh, we're not going to open the lobby till 11. And then other times it'll say, we're not going to open the lobby till 10. And then other times it'll say, we're open at 2 p.m. And then other times it'll say lobby's closed. In other words, very intermittent, unpredictable service. Now, is this just because I'm complaining to you because I'm a grumpy old man? I'm in my 50s. I consider that grumpy old man status. Bank, you know, to be honest, there's a lot better radio you could listen to than a guy complaining about his bank. No. That's just to set the stage for this. So since the lobby wasn't open, I had to go use the ATM to deposit a rather sizable check. Sure enough, the ATM screwed it up, and now I'm several thousand dollars short on my bank account, and I kind of had plans for that money, like paying bills, and they're like, oh, so sorry, the ATM messed it up. If you would have gone to the lobby, they would have caught this mistake. And I said, it's funny you mentioned that, customer service representative at this particular bank, because your lobby, it's completely unpredictable when it's open, and I'm not going to wait all day. I have a job. I actually have several jobs. I have a job. I can't just do that. But anyway, it's nice to the guy on the phone. It's not his fault. My point is that this didn't happen in the past, and it's pretty obvious why there's intermittent service. And I'm sure this is true of all kinds of other stuff that you guys run into, right? I mean, we have restaurants. My favorite little restaurant is closed on Wednesdays because they can't find anyone to work. I think this is attributable to people not working because of all the money they get for sitting on their duffs. All kinds of other stuff. I understand that some companies, I don't know about this bank per se, but some companies are getting so many government subsidies that they're like, why hire people? Because that just costs us money. We'll make our money from the government. So they're understaffed. People aren't showing up. There's, by the way, at this bank, a constant cast of different characters every single time. I usually go through the drive-thru. Oh, that was closed too, by the way. Completely unpredictable hours on that. That just seems really kind of East German to me. And then, so I put some up on Facebook. I should mention that the Facebook page, our Facebook pages, me and my wife, Shelby Gallagher, the co-host of Prepping 2.0, I don't want to sound obnoxious, but we put up some pretty doggone interesting stuff, 4 or 5 posts a day. And the reason we run into so much interesting stuff is we have so many cool friends who send it to us. So don't think like we're geniuses and we're like out finding these things. No, we're just passing on stuff that actual smart people send us. And I did this whole thing and I said, hey, are you guys out there in Facebook land noticing that it seems like stuff doesn't work? Customer service is down. Another thing that's down and related to all of this is the supply chain. It used to be when I needed a vehicle fixed, I'd call them up and they'd be like, yeah, what are you doing this afternoon? Well, we'll squeeze you in. Or, hey, drop it off tomorrow. I'm not kidding you. Shelby texted me, a very common repair, rather big job, but I mean common repair on a common kind of vehicle. It's not like we have Alfa Romeos or something like that. At our favorite mechanic, 6 weeks. We have to wait 6 weeks to get a clutch fixed. 6 weeks, you guys. It used to be 6 minutes. Now it's 6 weeks. There's an example of stuff just not working. We know all about the supply chain disruptions. Joe talks about it on his show. You know, there's supposedly COVID things. There's massive price increases. There's government forced shortages, all this other stuff. I got to tell you, waiting 6 weeks to get your car fixed is straight up Soviet stuff. By the way, how do I know all this stuff? Soviet studies major, speak Russian. I kind of know a little bit about Russia and East Europe, and I have a degree to prove it, which shouldn't impress you too much because college degrees, I think, are completely overrated. But anyway, I kind of sort of know what I'm talking about. So there's another thing. Another thing is the post office. Yes, this is old man grumpy rant, but I think you're going to find this, you know, stuff you can relate to. Our local branch is amazing here in our teeny little conservative town, very red town. Great people. Seriously, a wonderful people. That part of the postal system works, but anytime it needs to go into any kind of regional place, stuff's taking 10 days to get places, stuff's getting lost. That didn't used to happen. And I imagine you're sitting there thinking to yourself, oh, I got some examples, and I'm sure you do. There are examples all over the place. These are the three that sort of affected me this morning, right? I could come up with three more tomorrow morning. And it's just really sad to me that a really good, functioning, smooth economy with decent people and people caring about customer service has been weakened. I'm not saying it's over. I'm not saying we're like, you know, the Soviet Union as far as customer service goes, but it's feeling more Soviet than it is American at this point. And I blame it all on fake COVID, government interference, and the laziness of a huge chunk of our population. And I'm going to generalize here. Sorry, folks. younger people, I see as, by and large, and there are tons of exceptions. There's a young man at the KHNC studios who's a hardworking dude. So there are exceptions. They just kind of don't want to go to work. They want the stimmy money, and they're just kind of just depressed and drag, you know, shuffle their feet. It's like, may I help you? You know, that kind of thing. That's depressing to me, and it's sad because we had it made. Now, can this get turned around? Yeah, it can. And if you've listened to me, if you've listened to Prepping 2.0, if you've read my books, if you've read Shelby's books, you'll know what I think the solution is, and that's geographic. I think red areas in some way separate themselves from the blue areas of this country. And when I go to Montana, because we're moving to Montana and I'm there pretty frequently, about once a week, actually, this kind of stuff isn't happening in Montana. Yeah, it is to an extent. The Postal Service is still the Postal Service in Montana. My bank is still that bank, but I haven't had those problems there. So I think it's and I'm in a blue area. I'm in Washington State right now, Western Washington, even though it's a conservative thing, but conservative part. So I think it gets fixed, and I think stuff gets back, but I think it gets back quicker and more comprehensively and better in red areas. But anyway, this isn't to talk about the geographic theory that I have. So next topic is the hammer throw, the third place winner, the national anthem. You've all seen it. I'm not going to use her name, but her first name's Gwen, I guess, so I'm going to use her name, not her last name. I don't want to give her any more notoriety. Third place, hammer throw contestant, qualifier, to be on the U.S. Olympic team. When the national anthem was played, she turned her back on the national anthem and then proceeded to tell everyone who would listen, which is the entire American media, how awful America is and how she turned her back. Here's what I don't get, you guys. Let's say you hate the country that you're representing in the Olympics. So here's an example. And in North Korea, I have some policy differences with North Korea, like genocide and tyranny and starving millions of people to death. So I don't like North Korea. If she doesn't like America, I guess that's kind of like me not liking North Korea. What if North Korea came up to me and said, hey, Glenn, we'd like you to be on our Olympic team and represent our country? I would say, hey, you know what? No, I'm not into that. I'm not throwing your hammer for you because I can't buy into this country. So why is it that Gwen, what's her name, decided that despite her hatred for America, she was going to be on the Olympic team? You don't suppose it's because now she's going to be a Nike star, do you? And she's going to get a shoe contract, because the more you hate America, and if you're an athlete who hates America and kind of makes a big stink about it and gets on camera and really shows America how much you hate America, you seem to get shoe contracts and money and everything else. And then another aspect of this that I found interesting, and I think you will too, is I have leftist trolls on my Facebook page who like think that they can argue with me, which is fool's errand, guys. Go ahead and give it a try. It makes for entertaining. And one of these leftists, and I've been seeing this, is, you know, the First Amendment says she can protest, man. She can protest, First Amendment. First of all, and I'm no constitutional lawyer. Actually, I am a constitutional lawyer. The First Amendment only applies to the government. But that legal thing aside, listen, we conservatives are not saying Gwen, what's her name, can't turn her back. We're not suggesting she be arrested. We're not suggesting she be shot, right? That's tyranny. You can turn your back, Gwen. It's a private event. You can turn your back. But we can also say that's uncool. And so this whole, it's the First Amendment. You know what, leftists, you need to well, and I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being very, very serious. Dear leftists, and I'm sure none of them are listening to KHNC, so this is going into space, into nowhere. You guys need to read the First Amendment. And you need to understand that it constrains government. First Amendment doesn't mean you get to be rude and discourteous, and then everybody needs to love you. Same with the Dixie Chicks. Remember that? They said they hated George Bush, and their record sales crashed because, I don't know, they're country music singers, and they said they hated George Bush. And all the leftists said, I can't believe that these rednecks are like this because the First Amendment says they can say it. Yeah, it does. The First Amendment says they can say it. I don't have to buy your albums or CDs. That's how old I am. Or your downloads, right? Anyway, there's that. Next, I'm going to introduce a term, And Shelby's doing a video bonus show on the Prepping 2.0 show, which you can find out more about, Prepping 2-0, called The Meat Mafia. What in the world is The Meat Mafia? Go ahead and take a second and pause. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Think about what you think I'm going to mean by The Meat Mafia, because I'm probably going to surprise you with it. There are four meat producer corporations that process beef who are cornering the market on it and raising prices. And there's a lot more to this than just beef prices. So when we come back, I'm going to fully explain the meat mafia and why this is an indicator of other bad stuff in this country and what we can do about it. So stick around, everybody, to hear about the meat mafia.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nia Hurd-Garris with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Every year, hundreds of teens drown. If your teen hasn't learned to swim yet, it's never too late. Even if your teen is a strong swimmer, make sure to supervise kids of any age. No one should swim alone. Teach them to enter the water feet first, wear life jackets on a boat, and never use alcohol or drugs on the water. Drowning is preventable. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
What's up, KHNC? I want to tell you about my friend JD with EnviroShapes Concrete, EnviroShapes@gmail.com. This is a veteran-owned business serving northern Colorado, doing driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and even basic stonework and masonry. So if you're interested in getting concrete work done, call EnviroShapes at 303-775-7926 or get a hold of him at EnviroShapes@gmail.com. EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. Think yes.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Real, so listen up, y'all, because this is how I feel.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show, and we were talking about the Meat Mafia. That's kind of a cool name. I kind of dig that. Anyway, here's what the Meat Mafia is. There are four processors that buy all the beef from all the, you know, the ranchers, a lot of whom are independent, small family ranchers. I know there's some corporate farms, but, I mean, a lot of the beef in this country is grown by regular old ranchers who, honest to goodness, wear cowboy hats and ride horses and do the raising of beef that we need them to do. Unbelievably solid individuals. I love ranchers. They're some of the most salt of the earth people. They work really, really hard to feed us, and they don't make a lot of money, and they're in a very up and down business. My hat is off. I don't wear cowboy hats, by the way. Here's speaking of cowboy hats, here's my personal standard. This is not like what I think the rest of the world should follow. This is just me. If you don't ride a horse 5 days in a calendar year, you probably shouldn't wear a cowboy hat. To me, I try to be real. That's why I wear a baseball cap. I don't play baseball 5 days a year. But anyway, back to ranchers. So you got these solid, good ranchers who go to sell their cattle to one of four companies, and they're, I'm guessing, in my opinion, because I wouldn't want to defame anybody, these four companies may be, in my opinion, colluding, possibly violating antitrust laws. Not that I can prove it. It's just a theory of mine. There we go. That was a pretty good cover for defamation. Anyway, so you got these four companies that magically are suppressing the price they're paying ranchers. And then what are the four companies doing? Selling beef at really high prices. Now, is this a rant about beef prices? No, not really, although that's a factor. Here's what's really nasty about all of this. The meat mafia, the four companies, and this is all proven. Shelby's going to go into it on her video bonus show. This is like press release material from the company, so this is not a made-up conspiracy theory. These companies have said, yeah, we're going to raise the price of beef. Fewer people are going to want it. Fewer people are going to eat beef. And we are in the plant-based protein business, and we're going to start selling people, I'm paraphrasing, of course, we're going to start selling people, veggie burgers instead of beef. Because why? Because beef is bad for global warming. Yes, you heard it. The old global warming thing. So global warming is the reason. I should note the federal government, to my knowledge, has not launched an antitrust investigation. So I'm guessing the federal government under the Biden regime is okay with all of this because, of course, it's for the environment. So, of course, they're okay with crushing small independent ranchers. Of course they are. And there are a lot of folks listening right now on the Front Range who fit the category of small independent cattle ranchers. So my hat is off, gentlemen and ladies, to you. So the federal government seems to be fine with this. They seem to be fine with beef prices going up, and they really seem to be fine with nudging us. That was the term used by Obama's regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein. He would always talk about nudging people with regulations and various other things into doing what the government wants. The government wants you to eat veggie burgers, and they don't want cattle grazing on BLM land. I think we all know this. Here's one of the reasons this is so terrible and why it actually merits a term like mafia. And the big point of what I'm telling you is this. This is fascism, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen. This is fascism. When corporations conspire, it's the open forum. We can use the word conspiracy. When big corporations conspire, work with, are aligned with government, and government and the corporations team up and say, hey, what's in our best interest? Hey, companies, what's in your best interest? And hey, government, what's in your best interest? And they squeeze out real competition. And what is that called? That is, and look it up, by the way, Political Science 101, ladies and gentlemen. It's called fascism. Doesn't mean a guy with a small, funny little mustache. That's not what fascism is. That's a variation of fascism called National Socialism. But fascism is Benito Mussolini and some other stuff. By the way, China is functionally fascist. But anyway, we're not getting off on the political science side of this. We're talking about the meat mafia. Here's what really bothers me about the meat mafia. They're using a made-up, mythical, unprovable boogeyman, which is global warming, right? And to say, oh, we need to squeeze out ranchers. We need to control prices. We need to make tons of money. We need to make people eat veggie burgers because of global warming. And then you say to them, well, do you have some proof of this global warming thing? Oh, it's science. You dumb people wouldn't understand. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure I can handle some basic statistics. I'm pretty sure just because it was hot this weekend, and it was really hot in the Pacific Northwest, by the way, doesn't mean there's global warming, you guys, because I'm smart enough to know that, like, there's weather and stuff, and there's solar activity and stuff. Anyway, here's Here's a correlation I would like to draw, and this is not a perfect analogy, and I don't want anyone to assume that I'm equating the two. I'm saying there are some, at some level, some rough similarities. Here we have the fascism of the meat mafia that I described, and using this unprovable boogeyman to justify them making a bunch of money and the government imposing their will upon us with the veggie burgers. You know what it kind of sounds like when fascists have an unprovable boogeyman that justifies all the restrictions and profiteering? It kind of sounds like what the Nazis did to a certain ethnic group. And I'm not saying global warming and the Nazis' treatment of Jews are the same thing, because it's not. First of all, global warming is like a mythical idea, and the Jewish population was like human beings, right? I mean, so when you go after human beings, it's obviously worse than like having debates about whether there's global warming. So I grant you that what the Nazis did was way worse than what the meat mafia is doing. So please don't, you know, anyone that disagrees with this, please don't jump to crazy conclusions. I'm not equating global warming to the Nazi persecution of Jews. I'm just saying that fascist regimes always have to have a mythical, unprovable, shadowy boogeyman to justify what they're doing. And we're seeing a great example of that with the meat mafia, and specifically with climate change. Everything I'm saying about the meat mafia and climate change applies to all the other stuff. Oh, you can't drive that car. We're going to have all electric cars by 2030. Good luck with all the electrical charging stations, by the way, but that's a whole different thing. So, yeah, you can't drive a gas-powered car. You're going to need to drive an electric car because, you know, global warming. Oh, we, the companies that make the electric cars and the charging stations, are going to get massive subsidies from the government. And the Biden regime is going to get a bunch of votes from dopey environmentalists who have no mind and can't understand how they're being played. And so that's good for corporations, and that's good for the government. And you need to have an electric pickup truck with, okay? This is what I'm talking about. So there's that. Speaking of corporations, and yes, I plan these topics to interrelate. Corporations, have you noticed June was Gay Pride Month? So we saw all kinds of corporations, you know, doing the rainbow thing, and there were a ton of TV ads, you know, like XYZ Corporation wishes everyone a happy, you know, Pride Month and all that other stuff. So all these corporations, they are all about letting the entire world know they are awesome with June being Pride Month. Well, when we come back, let's look at a little two-faced contrast to see how they're treating July and the marketing message for July.
A new initiative known as the PAUSE Act, written by radical left-wing extremists, is gaining traction to be put on your Colorado ballot. Initiative 16 is cleverly worded to manipulate urban voters unfamiliar with ranching into believing that they are banning sexual acts against animals, when in reality, the initiative is intended explicitly to destroy Colorado agriculture and ranching by making basic healthcare procedures illegal and other ranching practices unfeasible. Visit stoppause.org to learn more. Stoppause.org.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
As you rush to the Costco, I say don't hold your breath. You'll find on every aisle that there really ain't nothing left. I've been hoarding and prepping so long that all my neighbors used to say my mind was gone. Whatever the disaster, man, I got it covered. You thought pandemics and earthquakes and war was unheard of. I used to be the guy you're mocking, but now we're talking. I'm a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Hate to say I told you so, but I gotta gloat. Always knew it for myself, you thought it was a joke, fool. Used to call me names, now I'm the guy you wanna be like. Took a month of Taekwondo, so I'm ready for a street fight. Made fun of most my life, now I'm in a prepper's paradise. Thought I was wrong, so you rolled the dice, but I'm in a prepper's paradise. Why you need all that beans and rice? Man, I'm in a prepper's paradise. Said I was weird, now you want advice. Living in a prepper's paradise.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Open Forum Friday edition, pre-3-day weekend, pre-Independence Day weekend edition, right here on, where else, 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show. And when we came out of the break, June versus July when it comes to corporate messages, and you're saying, this sounds kind of boring. No, I don't think it is. Here's why. June, as I mentioned when we were going into the break, is Pride Month, and so a lot of corporations were all about the Pride thing, the rainbow thing, all that other stuff. That's cool. It's private companies. They can do what they want. But don't you find it just a little bit two-faced? Don't you feel like you're being played a little bit? Now that it's July, right around Independence Day, now all these corporations, they've got like, you know, we support veterans, and they got video clips of people in, you know, camouflage, like using their product, and they're like all about the military. They're all about flags. They're all about fireworks. They're all about 1776. I feel like corporations don't respect your intelligence, that you can't see this kind of stuff. I think you're being played. I feel played. Now, I buy as little stuff as I can from those corporations, so maybe I'm playing them, but I just find it really two-faced and obnoxious that they're just going for whatever political, emotional cause gets them the most sales. And it should be obvious that that's all that they're about. So, and by the way, there's a positive aspect to this. Don't be so upset when, say, Target or Walmart or whatever it is all about Pride Month and you're saying, well, I disagree with that. That's pretty bad. Just understand that, I mean, they're just doing it to, like, because some marketing person told them, hey, you'll get more sales if you do this. So there's that. Next topic in our potpourri, also known in the English language as potpourri, the potpourri, Kamala Harris. This is great. 22 of her staffers, mostly anonymously, but some using their names, have filed a toxic workplace complaint against Kamala. That's crazy. She seems so nice. Doesn't she seem like a furry, wonderful, warm, huggable little teddy bear? Doesn't she seem like somebody you just want to curl up, you know, and in front of a fireplace and get a glass of wine and have a great deep conversation? And she'd say things like, well, tell me about you and all that. No, she's a horrible human being. And we saw that in the debates. We saw that in her little facial smirks, the way she's dismissive, the arrogance. I won't go into details because this is a family show. She didn't exactly earn her political positions in any sort of normal, legitimate way, okay? Let's just kind of lay some hints out there. And now she's the vice president, so-called vice president. She's not really the vice president. She didn't really win, but whatever, okay. She's the vice president of this regime. And she and here's what slays me, you guys. This is absolutely mind-blowing to me. The general population, you know, the people that watch Ellen, and I don't even know if Oprah's still on anymore. I don't really care, but those kind of like just normal general population people, especially, sorry to generalize, but I'm going to, middle-aged soccer moms, suburban women, if we were speaking politically, and I most certainly am speaking politically, a lot of those kind of like nice people that probably are friends of yours and are truly just decent human beings, they're like, oh, Kamala, she's so nice. She did this thing where she gave an award to like a teacher who like, you know, taught kids that are disabled, and she's like so nice and stuff. And then you see this 22 complaints. And you ought to read the stories on this about some of the stuff that Kamala is alleged to have done. Pretty consistent with my theory that she's a mean, bitter, hateful person. And those are the kind of people that rise to the top in politics and corporate America. I wanted to mention that I'm getting tons, as I alluded to in the beginning, in the introduction, tons and tons of emails and Patreon messages and phone calls and texts for people that have my phone number. About 299 days and a great state. That's A Great State is the series that my wife, Shelby Gallagher, wrote about the collapse of the United States and how people are saying over and over again, oh my goodness, how did you like predict all this stuff? First of all, it wasn't hard because you just look around the world and what happened in Argentina and Bosnia and other places, it's pretty apparent what would happen. So I'm not saying, hey, I'm really smart, check me out. But I must say this, and as I said at the beginning of the show, it's hard for me to do. I'm a humble guy. Please, if you want to find out where this is all headed, you want to have a rough draft, sort of a basic preview, not the exact prediction of like what's going to happen on Tuesday in 3 years. I'm not saying that. You should consider looking into my book series, 299 Days. It's at 299days.com. And Shelby's book series, A Great State, which is at agreatstate.com. If you want a preview of where this is going and why it's going there, I can't kind of hold back the floodgates anymore of, yeah, we sort of predicted all this. I just wanted to say it. So I hope that's not annoying. And on a related note, because I did show prep and I've made all kinds of segues that were logical. German intelligence agencies, there's an interesting story about this. German intelligence agencies, there's a story about them and how they have novelists, fiction writers, like me and Shelby, although the German, the Bundes something or other, their intelligence service, they have not contacted us because that'd be weird. I did take high school German, so I feel like I'm pretty able. No, I'm just kidding. The German intelligence agencies, this article says, have found that novelists can predict collapses, wars, the contours of economies, and all kinds of things far better than the professional military and intelligence people in the government. And there's a reason why, and this is fascinating to me. Maybe it's just because I'm a novelist. Novelists aren't constrained like the government. I would sit there and think, what's going to happen? I don't have like bureaucracies and groupthink and all that other stuff. So I think it's cool that intelligence agencies are recognizing that maybe we novelists are onto something. Stick around, everybody.
Dennis Prager here reminding you to join me weeknights for conversation about today's burning issues, the ones that sometimes keep you up at night, so you can listen to me. Dennis Prager, weeknights 9 to midnight on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 KHNC.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Jake. I'm your air purification expert. Call 720-434-9001. We purify the air in your homes and businesses so you can get back to a normal, happier, and healthier life than ever before. Just call 720-434-9001. Again, 720-434-9001.
Hey folks, the Rev here. I want to introduce you to my friend Zach Frisbee, decorated combat veteran and Purple Heart recipient. His real estate service has incredible programs and can even offer a $1,500 closing cost to veterans. Zach also donates $500 to the VFW for every home he helps you buy or sell. Zach's website is foothills.life. Again, that's foothills.life. Make Zach at foothills.life your choice for all your real estate needs. Real estate done right.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the final and the positive segment here on the Open Forum on 1360 AM. I'm Glenn Tate of the Prepping 2.0 show, and we're going to talk about something positive, which is the parallel economy. What is the parallel economy? Sounds kind of spooky, doesn't it? And it's not spooky at all. It's really good news, and it's very practical. Parallel economy is the recognition the corporate, and I said fascist, yes, with the actual particular political science precision, the fascist corporations and big tech and all of this other stuff. It's getting away from that, having a parallel, free, independent, liberty-focused economy, because we need to have an economy. You got to buy and sell stuff. You just do. By the way, I would note that KHNC, with its just ever-increasing collection of fantastic advertisers, it is so cool to see, to hear, is part of the parallel economy. Instead of having to tune in to Clear Channel or whatever, some giant Migla, you know, radio syndication, non-independent system, you've got KHNC, local and independent. So when you think of parallel economy, think of local and independent, and that's what it is. Well, there's some big news in the parallel economy world that was announced a couple of days ago, and that came from Dan Bongino, who is a radio show host, podcast host, TV host. He's phenomenal. He has started something called Align Pay. A-L-I-G-N Pay, Align Pay, like aligned, like lined up. Align Pay is a payment processing service that's not PayPal, because PayPal will restrict you. They'll go, oh, you're making money on a conservative, selling Trump t-shirts, for example? Yeah, we're not going to process your payments. Or another one is Stripe. And oh, you're selling MAGA flags? Yeah, well, that obviously is hate speech, so yeah, we're not going to process your payments. And if you can't have payments processed, you're dead in the water. Align Pay is going to solve that problem and be the political free. It's not like it's for conservatives only. It's like they don't care about politics, so that in effect is for conservatives, right? If we're not being blocked by the left. Neutrality is winning for us, right? So Align Pay is out there, and this is huge because the parallel economy is going to be greatly aided by having a fair, neutral, non-political payment processing system. And this is great news. Number one, that it exists. Number two, that Dan Bongino and his investors and others have recognized that there is so much demand among people like us for free. By that, I don't mean like giveaway. I mean like neutral, non-political payment systems. There's going to be probably website hosting. All these parts of the economy are going to be parallel in the sense that they're neutral, non-political, and then there's the big tech world, which is political. That the rest of the world, I mean, if you're a soccer mom in Seattle and you really think global warming is real because 2 days ago it was 100 degrees in Seattle, by all means, please use PayPal and Stripe. I mean, knock yourselves out. You got, we're not restricting anybody. We're just saying we need our own system. We need to shop locally. That's never been more important. I'll be honest, I used to hear people go, shop local. And I was like, yeah, hippie, I'll get right on that. But you know what? I was wrong. And now is the time to shop locally, to get a hold of KHNC advertisers, I might add. They're all local folks. We got to keep our money within our own world, our own system of good, freedom-loving people. And I'm excited about the parallel economy. Go out and have yourself an awesome Independence Day weekend. Remember what we were independent from, and remember why we're going to stay independent from bad things. We're going to get through this, guys. We're going to end up winning. It's going to be rough. We're going to end up winning. Stick around, everybody. Until next week, listen to KHNC, and I'll be back with a like this when we get right on.
Hi, this is Brett King, a glass doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Severe thunderstorms, a lot of them with heavy flooding rain, hit the Front Range yesterday.
Those massive rains seem to officially launch the 2021 version of Colorado's monsoon season. Multiple inches flooded the intersection of Weld County Road 81 and State Highway 52 near several big ranches close to Rogan. High-clearance trucks could handle that water all right, cars not so much. Off the prairie and in town, Greeley got some of the worst of the showers. 3 to 4 inches of rain inundating the city in less than an hour. Some cars were abandoned, partially submerged. City pumps couldn't keep up to clear the streets, and numerous homes, businesses, and churches took on water. Many sandbagged their buildings from the afternoon to overnight in case another round of heavy rain comes through, possibly today. Greeley and the surrounding area officially got about 3.6 inches, but the rain was prodigious across most of the plains. I'm Jim Williams.
Thanks to those storms, Denver International Airport playing catch-up today as well. Many flights were delayed yesterday, some canceled or rescheduled. More moisture is in the forecast for today. That moisture much needed on the western slope. Mesa County currently leads the state in cases of the COVID-19 virus's Delta variant. Hospitals in and around Grand Junction are almost full to capacity, and the local health department says a key factor in the outbreak is that only about 40% of locals are vaccinated. So far, Mesa County has identified about 400 local cases of the more contagious and harmful Delta variant. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is among a group of 10 secretaries of state asking Congress to allocate $20 billion for election infrastructure as part of President Biden's infrastructure bill. They say that funding would support upgrading elections over the next 10 years. Partial human remains were found near the Hesse Trailhead, and it's believed they may belong to a hiker from Arvada who went missing back in February. 27-year-old Josh Hall went for a hike with his dog February 3rd and never returned. His dog and car were found. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
American Financing is the lender you want on your side when it comes to buying a home. From custom home loans to competitive rates and everything in between, you can trust them to find you the best deal. They're local to Colorado, and they partner with some of the best real estate agents around. Call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now is the time to get your West on.
This is a paid program and is provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show, hosted by Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tahibo Tea Club.
Welcome to the Tahibo Tea Club radio hour. My name is Milan Vukovic. I'm the founder of the Tahibo Tea Club. Without my father, John Vukovic, there would be no Tahibo Tea Club. My father was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to the pancreas in 1998 at the age of 86. He started receiving treatment at the Houston Medical Center, which is the biggest medical center in the world, bigger than Boston. Because the size of the tumor on my father's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, I was told that there wasn't anything they could do for my father and that I needed to put my father's affairs in order since he had about 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. I called our friends and family and told them how grave the situation was and told them that if they wanted to see Dad, They only had a couple of months, and they might want to do so now. One of the families that came to pay their last respects to my father came and brought Tahibo tea with them. They said Tahibo tea cured their brother from cancer. I looked at them incredulous, as if they were Martians or something. I mean, my dad was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, and no one was saying anything other than to plan a funeral, and these people were telling me that the tea is going to cure my dad? But of course, I was polite to the people since they came to pay their respects. In any event, after they left, I cooked up the tea, and my father figured if he had 2 months to live, what's the difference if he's drinking the tea or water? He has to drink something anyway. So he's drinking the tea, and 2 months later, when they put him on a CAT scan machine, they thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they couldn't find a tumor on his pancreas that used to be the size of a half a brick. So they said to my father, you know, the hospital right next door here at the medical center also has a CAT scan machine. Since you already drank the contrast dye, we'll phone them and you can walk over and they'll take a picture so you don't have to come back and do it all over again next week when we get a machine fixed. So my father walked next door. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father is now 86 years old. He's been cancer-free for over 20 years. And not only is he cancer-free, he's in such good health, he takes care of my garden and even mows my lawn. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if he didn't enjoy doing it, and I know it's good for him. Our customers always get a kick out of it when they ask me how my dad's doing, and I tell them as long as he's mowing my lawn, he must be doing pretty good. The tea's certainly been a blessing in my family's life. And God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you, your family and friends, as it has for mine and so many others. Not a week goes by that someone doesn't call in with a truly miraculous recovery. Bone cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, mesothelioma, leukemia, diabetes, you name it. And not a day goes by that someone doesn't call in with some type of a success, whether it's just beating toenail fungus. Well, toenail fungus may not be imminently life-threatening, but if you have it, you don't like it. The Tahibo tree is an amazing tree. It never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, the highest potency Tahibo comes from the inner bark of the tree where the arterial and vein system, called the xylem and the phloem, in the tree reside, which brings nutrients to the rest of the tree. And that's why we only harvest mature trees over 40 years old in the rainforest of Brazil. The harvest method we use is to semi-strip some outer bark to get to the inner bark without cutting down the tree and allowing the tree to heal itself so they can be harvested again. It's also the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. These benefits go a long way to helping our immune system contend with a lot of things it normally has to contend with on a daily basis. Parasites would be something like stomach problems. Inflammation would be something like rheumatoid arthritis. Infection would be any infection from a tooth infection to a bladder infection. Viral would be something like herpes. Bacteria would be something like gum disease or stomach bacteria. And fungus would be something like toenail fungus or candida. But maybe more importantly, what the tea does is build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatened disease such as diabetes or cancer. In future programs, we'll discuss Tahibo tea versus AIDS, anemia, arthritis, asthma, bronchitis, other types of cancers, colitis, diabetes, diverticulitis, eczema, fungus, gastritis, gonorrhea, gout, HIV, impotence, infections, leukemia, lupus, Parkinson's, prostatitis, pyorrhea, rheumatism, ringworm, ulcers, virus, and yeast infections. One time a customer asked me, he said, boy, it sounds like the tea helps with everything. It does really help with a lot of different things, but for some things, for example, with the bones, calcium helps with the bones. The Tahibo helps with a lot of different things, but you need some other things also for a healthy diet. I'd like to talk a little about the proper preparation directions for Tahibo tea to be effective. Even though we call it tea, what you're actually preparing when you make it properly is a decoction. A decoction is just a fancy word for what our forefathers used to make when they used to take a root and cook it in order to release its beneficial properties. It's easy, but you don't steep it in hot water like regular leaf tea, but rather cook it like spaghetti. I'll tell you how easy it is to make just so you don't think you'll need a degree in physics, but you don't have to remember any of this because the directions, of course, are on the packages as well as in the literature you automatically receive with your order. You take a pot of water, bring it to a boil. Once the water is boiling, you toss in a tablespoon of tea for every 2 cups of boiling water. Cook it on high for 5 minutes, reduce the heat, and cook on simmer for an additional 15 minutes. Since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, you can make a whole big batch, 10 or 20 cups at a time, leave it in the pot on the stove, and it'll stay good for 4 days without refrigeration. Put it in the fridge, and it'll stay good for 8 days with refrigeration, and you can drink it hot, room temperature, cold, or iced. The tea has a mild, pleasant flavor, kind of halfway between Lipton tea and green tea, but a little bit sweeter than either one of those. Our tea tastes so good that 95% of our customers drink it straight without putting anything else in it. Even teenagers drink it straight. So, you know, it must taste pretty good. You can, however, add anything you want to the tea after you prepare it, such as lemon, for example. About the only thing we don't recommend to add to the tea is sugar. Not because it has any contraindications with our tea, but because sugar feeds virtually everything bad in our body, from fungus to diabetes to cancer. The other thing you can do to change the flavor and have some fun while cooking the tea, you can take any old fruit that you have on hand, like an apple, a pear, a peach, mango, whatever it is, slice it up, or take blueberries and crush them up and toss them into the boiling water at the same time you're tossing the tea in and cook it with the tea. You can also take ginger or a cinnamon stick and cook it with the tea. And because the tea naturally has such a mild flavor, you'll immediately change the flavor to the fruit that you're using. This is especially useful when you're giving the tea to a child to drink, because an 8-year-old has not acquired a taste for any kind of tea, regardless how mild it tastes. Tahibo tea has no contraindications with any medications, so it can be taken on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medications or without medications, and with or without other therapies. It also has no caffeine, so it can be drank all day and all night. In my family, we all drink it like water all day, every day. I only drink water 3 or 4 times a week when I get tired of drinking the tea.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1-pound packages. A 1-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tejibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TejiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Welcome back. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Tejibo Tea Club. My father's case was a case of colon cancer that had metastasized to the pancreas. I'd like to tell you about another cancer case about a man from Chicago. In 2009, he was diagnosed with brain cancer, specifically lymphoma of the brain. They immediately started chemo and radiation treatments, but his cancer kept getting worse. The chemo and radiation were not working for him, and they were making him sicker by the day because they're not easy treatments. By January 2010, he was literally on his deathbed. A friend of his who had heard about the tea called us and said, go ahead and send the tea to him in Chicago, even though it's probably too late for our friend, but for $34.95, it's certainly worth a try. So we went ahead, sent the tea to him in Chicago. We didn't hear from anyone until about 5 months later, this lady from Texas called to order the tea. We asked her how she heard about the tea, and she said, you know, my husband and I are originally from Chicago, and about 5 months ago when we were back visiting, our good friend Nick was dying from brain cancer. He was in such bad shape that my husband and I looked at each other and thought he was going to pass away that week, so we might as well stay in Chicago so we don't have to come back again the next week for a funeral. Well, Nick got the tea about that time and started drinking it, and he started getting a little bit stronger. My husband and I went back to Texas, and now 5 months later, Nick is visiting us. He looks better than you or I, so whatever it is that he's drinking, we want to drink too. I want to tell you that Nick at that time was 60 years old, and once he beat the cancer, he was feeling so good he got bored staying at home, so he went back to work full-time, and he's been cancer-free and in good health now for over 8 years and still continues to work full-time. I want to shift gears now and talk about diabetes. Oftentimes I get the question, how long does it take for the tea to work? If the tea is going to help, it's going to work rather quickly. In my father's case, it eradicated the tumor in exactly 2 months. In Nick's case with the brain cancer, it was about 3 to 4 months. Now, with diabetes and with all of the conditions with the tea, there's a healing process that's involved. Now, with diabetes, it's very easy to tell that the tea is working. Let's say, for example, if a diabetic is taking on average 40 units of insulin daily. They continue to take their insulin and they start drinking a tea. Since they're measuring the blood sugar on a daily basis to know whether to take 35 units or 40 units or 45 units of insulin, which makes a big difference, they'll notice typically that in 2 weeks, instead of needing 40 units of insulin, they only need 30 units of insulin. In 4 weeks, they'll notice they only need 20 units of insulin. In 6 weeks, they'll only need 10 units of insulin, and in 2 months, they won't need insulin at all. So there's a healing process involved because the tea helps the body to heal itself. And with different conditions, there's different healing times that are involved. With infections, for example, a tooth infection, you can get rid of faster than you can with penicillin. You can get rid of a tooth infection in a week. And what happens with a tooth infection is, you start drinking a tea. Let's say you have a tooth infection and your head is throbbing like in a cartoons, like a bomb that's about to explode. You take a drink of the tea, you hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes, the pain will immediately go away. You can't even get rid of the pain that quickly with a Vicodin. Now, if you stop drinking the tea at that point, you haven't knocked out enough bacteria, so the pain will come back in about 30 minutes. But you take another drink in about 30 minutes. If you take a drink of the tea, let's say one glass an hour for 4 hours, you'll completely get rid of the pain. But you haven't still knocked out all the bacteria, so if at that point you stop drinking the tea, the pain will come back in about 3 days. So you need to continuously drink the tea for 1 week in order to get rid of the pain, kind of like when you go to a dentist and the dentist says, here's the penicillin, take 2 a day. Even though you're going to feel great in a day, you have to drink it for 10 days or so in order to completely knock out the bacteria. Same thing with the tea. You need to completely drink the tea until you knock out the bacteria, which typically in case of a tooth infection takes about a week to 10 days. In other infections, it takes a little bit longer. So, for example, with a bladder infection or a urinary tract infection, it's common to take about 2 weeks to completely get rid of the infection. But you get relief like within 24 hours so that you don't have the pain associated. Now, talking about urinary tract infections, there are folks that get chronic urinary tract infections. And what happens is they go to the doctor. Doctor gives them antibiotics. They drink the antibiotics for 2 weeks, and the infection goes away. A month later, the infection comes back. They go back to the doctor to get some more antibiotics, and in 2 weeks, the pain goes away. And what happens is they keep cycling on and off the antibiotics, which obviously is not a good thing to do, I mean, on an ongoing regular basis. On the other hand, they could just drink the tea. The tea is great for them for a lot of other health benefits as well. In 2 weeks, they'll be rid of their urinary tract infection, and they won't get the infection back.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Our tea has no contraindications with any foods, supplements, or medications. It's naturally caffeine-free. It can be drank in any quantity throughout the day by anyone over the age of 3. Since a baby's nutritional needs are unique, it's not recommended for babies or for women who are breastfeeding or pregnant. The tea has a number of natural benefits. Some of these include helping to control blood sugar, cleansing the blood of cholesterol, and controlling high blood pressure. If you're taking medications for any conditions, please keep taking your medication until your measurements are at a level where your doctor has told you to reduce the amount of medication. For example, if you're a diabetic, you should be taking your blood sugar level daily in order to know your correct dose of insulin. Now, besides people, the tea is also fantastic for animals, everything from dogs to horses. One day we got a call from a customer who wanted to purchase the tea for the champion show dog who developed a skin disorder and for whom antibiotics had not worked. Exactly 3 weeks later, the customer called again to tell us the skin had completely cleared up and the dog was back at work as a model. I asked how they got the dog to drink the tea, and they said they simply replaced the water in his bowl with the tea. So it turns out that the dogs actually really like the tea. About 3 months later, another customer called and asked if we knew that dogs preferred our tea over water. We told him we'd heard that dogs like our tea, but why did he think the dogs preferred the tea over water? He said he had three dogs, one of which was sick. Since he had multiple dogs, he also had multiple water bowls, and he'd replaced the water in one of the bowls with tea, and that bowl was gone first every day. So since the dogs obviously were the only ones drinking out of the bowls, he knew that the dogs preferred the tea over water. So it's really easy to get a dog to drink the tea. All you do is swap out the water with the tea, and the dogs will immediately start drinking it. If by chance they don't, all you do is put 2-3 ice cubes in with the tea, and the dog will think it's dessert, and by tomorrow he'll be asking you for the tea. We have a lot of cases with dogs. One time, a very funny incident, a lady called in and said, you know, she says, my friend has a Chihuahua, and she heard that your tea was good for dogs, and she started giving the tea to her Chihuahua, and her Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. So since I have a Chihuahua, she gave the tea to me, and I'm giving it to my dog, and I'll be darned, my Chihuahua doesn't shed hair anymore. And I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. We have a Siberian Husky. So I said, you know, did Chihuahuas really shed a lot? She says, oh, yeah, they typically shed like crazy. So about an hour later, a customer from Dallas called in. And I'm talking to her on the phone. And I says, you know, I learned something new about our own tea today. And I told her the Chihuahua story. And she says to me, you didn't know that? And I said, well, no, I don't know anything about Chihuahuas. She said, well, she says, you never see me, she says, because I'm in Dallas, she says. But I've been a customer of yours now for about 2 years. And before I started drinking your tea, I have long hair. Before I started drinking your tea, I used to lose a lot of hair when I was brushing my hair and when I was showering. Since I started drinking your tea, I hardly lose any hair at all. And not only that, my fingernails are strong like concrete. I'd like to shift gears again, if I can, and talk a little bit more about infections. A man went to visit a dentist for a tooth infection. The dentist gave him a prescription for penicillin to knock the bacteria out and a prescription for Vicodin to kill the pain. He sped over to the drugstore, picked up the prescriptions, and couldn't wait to get home to take the pills since his head was throbbing as it was going to explode. On his way home, he called a friend from his car and was explaining to him what a world of hurt he was in. The friend told him to swing by his place and he'd get rid of the pain in exactly 2 minutes. He was told that not even the Vicodin would kick in that fast and that he really wanted to get home to get rid of the pain as soon as possible and take the Vicodin and the penicillin. Well, the friend said, you've already picked up the pills from the pharmacy, so you've got them with you. If the Tahibo tea I'm going to give you doesn't work, then start popping the pills. He went over to his friend's house. His friends had him take a drink of the tea and told him to hold his mouth over the tooth that was infected for a couple of minutes before swallowing. The pain went away. He explained to his friend, though, that until enough bacteria was knocked out, which requires drinking 5 or 6 glasses of tea in the span of 3 or 4 hours, that the pain would come back in about 30 minutes. But since he's drinking a tea during this time anyway, to simply take a drink of the tea and hold it in his mouth again for 2 minutes before swallowing, and the pain would go away. Unbelievably, this is exactly what happened.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, since our tea comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. And so included with every order, we automatically include literature about the tea because typically folks will primarily buy the tea for one primary reason, whether it's cancer or whether it's diabetes or whether it's an infection or whatever the case is. And then oftentimes they'll call back and say, this is really truly unbelievable. This also helped me with my rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature or something different. One time I got a phone call from a man in Florida who is a customer of ours, and he says, Milan, there's something you didn't tell me about the tea. And I go, really? What's that? He said, well, he says, I'm an older man. I have toenail fungus. My toenail fungus is completely gone. My toes are now the only beautiful thing in my body. And I go, well, of course, the tea naturally has antifungal properties. It comes from the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. And he says, well, that's fantastic. And I said, well, yeah, because, I mean, the only thing we talked about when you called in was with regards to your lung cancer. And as it happened, the man had lung cancer for 18 years, and he was receiving a radio frequency ablation for his lung cancer. And when he first drank, and after 18 years, he says, you know, he says, the ablation works. He says, you can smell your own flesh burning. He says, literally, he says, and after 18 years, there's nothing to left on my lungs to burn out. He says, so he says, I don't really believe in things like your tea. He says, but you know, it doesn't cost very much. So go ahead and send me the tea. So we did. And, he called back about 3 weeks later. And he says, you know, he says, if somebody would have told me that a $35 bag of tea would get rid of my pain in 5 days, I'd have said you're crazy because I was taking 10 narcotic pills daily to mitigate the pain, and I never really did. And after 5 days, my pain went away, and I was telling my friends that this is unbelievable. I'm drinking this tea, and the pain associated with my cancer is gone. And my friend said, oh, man, it's got to be in your head. He says, that's why I waited 3 weeks to give you a call back. It's not in my head. The pain's gone. If you'd like more information about Tahibo Tea or you'd like to talk to us, just give us a call. We're located in Los Angeles. Our office hours are 9 to 5 California time, Monday through Saturday. Our telephone number is 818-610-8088. And, of course, you can also get a lot more information at on our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. And the only tricky thing is to spell Tahibo, which is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and then continue with the word T-T-E-A, club, C-L-U-B, .com. So the complete website is www.tahiboteaclub.com, and you'll get more information there. And, of course, we welcome you to give us a call because, as you can tell, we learned a lot about our own product from customers calling us in with regards to their dogs, with regards to toenail fungus, with regards to diabetes, and with regards to all type of different cancer cases. And, once again, our telephone number is area code 818-610-8088.
Don't go away. We'll be right back with Milan and much more from the Tahibo Tea Club radio show in just a minute. But first, a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo CBT is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpus muscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Welcome back to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. Our tea is effective against all types of cancers because it works through the bloodstream. And of course, cancer cells need blood to get to them just as healthy cells do. The big difference being is that cancer cells work in an anaerobic environment or live in an anaerobic environment, which means they live in the absence of oxygen and they get their energy from sugar instead of from oxygen like healthy cells do. But specifically now, I'd like to devote our attention to prostate cancer because 80% of men are going to contract prostate cancer by the time they turn 80 years old. And from the cancer cases that we have, of course, because so many men get prostate cancer, we have more successful prostate cancer cases than any other cases just because they're the most prevalent. I'd like to tell you about a couple of those cases. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a man in Phoenix, and he says to me, you know, he says, I don't know if you remember speaking to me 4 months ago or not, he says, but I had prostate cancer that was aggressively metastasizing through my whole body, my bones, everywhere, and you told me to drink at least 8 glasses of Tahibo tea a day or more, as much as I could humanly stand. So I literally took that to heart, and I was drinking a gallon a day, which is 16 cups or more, he says. I was drinking so much of your tea that sometimes I was drinking a tea and having to go pee at the same time. But I'll tell you what, in 4 months, I don't have any more cancer. Now, in the informational literature that we automatically include with every order, it says, please give us a call to tell us about your case so that we can help more people. Well, one day I got a call from a man in Beaumont, Texas. And he says to me, you know, he says, I've been a customer of yours, he says, for 5 years now, he says, and in your booklets it says to give you a call to tell you about your case, so I'm calling to give you an update. I go, fantastic, please tell me. He says, well, he says, 5 years ago I had prostate cancer and my PSA level was 1200. So now, I'm thinking, I don't understand this man's Southern Texas accent from Beaumont, Texas, so I say to him, you mean 120, because we'd never had anybody previous to that that had more than 550. He says, no,
1,200. My PSA level was so high, they didn't want to give me any treatment. And he says, you know they're going to give you treatment. He says, whether it's going to work or not, just to collect on the money. So I had no other choices, and I started drinking your tea. And not only am I still alive 5 years later, my PSA level is now 1.25. So last October, a man from Saskatchewan, Canada, calls up, and he says to me he's got prostate cancer. So I'm telling him about the Beaumont prostate cancer case, the 1200 case, and he says, that's nothing. He says, my prostate PSA level is 2100. I said, oh, my God, you have to promise to call me back. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and write down your name and number on a yellow sticky and stick it on my computer. For now, if I don't hear back from you, I'm going to call you myself to find out what happened. Well, months or so ago, we got an email from him, and he says, you know, he says, I started drinking your tea in October, and I'm getting my PSA checked every 2 months, and at the two-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 2100 to 100. At the four-month mark, my PSA level dropped from 100 to 10. And now, at the six-month mark, my PSA level is 1.75. So it's truly gratifying to hear from customers on an ongoing basis, and very humbling, because all we do is harvest the original tea. We don't put any fillers in it, and it's just as, you know, God had meant the plant to be. Now, the only secret to success with our tea, and the great thing is it tastes great, is volume of consumption. So you want to make certain that if you are fighting a potentially life-threatening disease, it's a race. You need to beat it before it beats you. So you want to be drinking the tea like water or instead of water, 8 glasses a day or more, which is easy to do since it has a really mild, pleasant flavor. You can take it on an empty stomach, a full stomach, with medication, without medication, and it doesn't have any caffeine, so you can drink it all day, all night.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Dehebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about my least favorite cases that I hear about, and also my favorite cases that I hear about. Now, my least favorite cases that I hear about are people that previously had cancer of some type 3, 4, 5 years ago, and they were told that they're all clear from cancer. And now, 4 or 5 years later, the cancer has returned. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, if they just knew about the tea and they drank the tea, there's a good possibility the cancer would not have come back. Now, when a person has gone through the treatments, they're all really harsh. Surgery's not easy, radiation's not easy, and chemotherapy's not easy. And they've exhausted all those treatments and gotten a clean bill of health. Well, what it means when they say that you're all clear from cancer is they just don't see cancer cells. Now, because all of us have cancer cells in us, it's just that our body and our immune system can keep those cancer cells at check. So obviously somebody who has had cancer before, you know, has a much more likelihood that the cancer will come back than somebody who's never had cancer before. So I emphasize to everybody that drinks our tea, once you do get a clean bill of health, whether with our tea or without our tea, please continue drinking our tea after, because you don't want to have to go through radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery again. Now, my favorite cases are when I get calls from customers who have been diagnosed with cancer, and they start drinking the tea right away as soon as they're diagnosed. And oftentimes, it takes conventional medicine 2-3 months to get around to starting treatment, either because they need to get insurance approval from the insurance company, or they need to decide which form of treatment they're going to take, whether they'll do surgery first or they'll do chemotherapy first or whatever the case is. In the meantime, the customer has ordered the tea and has started drinking it. And 2.5 months later, when they get around to doing something, there's no cancer anymore. I just got a phone call the other day from a lady in North Carolina, and she says, you know, she says, my husband got diagnosed with lung cancer 2.5 months ago, and we heard about your tea, and we ordered the tea right away, and he started drinking it immediately. And 2 days ago, he was scheduled for a biopsy. So I called my sister and asked her to come over and go with me to the hospital, because it's a day procedure, the biopsy is, and that way she could wait with me and keep me company while we waited for my husband. So we went ahead and checked my husband into the hospital, and we found out where the cafeteria was and where to get some water, and got comfortable in the waiting room. And no sooner had we got comfortable in the waiting room than the nurse came out and she says, oh my God, there's nothing to biopsy. So those are my favorite cases, and we get those cases all along. So it doesn't matter whether you start drinking a tea before you start therapy or during therapy, or the reason we also have a lot of miraculous cases is that people go through all of the therapies, and at some point the doctors will say, hey, listen, you know, we've tried our best, but unfortunately, if we give you any more chemo, we're going to hasten your demise rather than help you, and you have 6 weeks to live. And at that point, if a person starts drinking a tea and they're not doing anything different, obviously the tea might be helping them, and we're just truly gratified when that happens. Now, another great case from one of our customers that's been a customer for 5 years, she calls to reorder, and I see that she's been a customer of ours for 5 years. And I said, can you tell me the primary reason why you're drinking a tea? She says, yes. She says, you know, in the promotional booklets that you always have, in the informational booklets that you include whatever you order, I says, yes. She says, right there in the staple page where the middle of the booklet is, when you open it up like a sandwich, you have about 30 things listed that the tea is good against. I go, yeah. She says, I don't want to get any of those things. I'm 79 years old, and I don't take any pills, and all I do is drink the tea, and I look like I'm 60. And she says, that's the way that I want to keep it. And I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, a lot of people need to know that as well, that it's great as a health maintenance to drink the tea. She says, of course. She says, it's too late to plant the garden once you're hungry. So, in that being said, please go ahead and enjoy the tea. It tastes great, and God willing, our tea will have the same benefits for you that it's had for my family and so many others.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in one-pound packages. A one-pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com. Or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088.
88. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088. Dahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. DahiboTeaClub.com. 818-610-8088.
Thank you for listening. The Dahibo Tea Club is a labor of love, life, and health. We only sell pure Podarco bark to make Dahibo tea. After my father's miraculous recovery from colon pancreatic cancer, I was buying the tea where I could find it and when I could find it. Problem was, even here in the United States, the tea wasn't easy to find, and when I did find it, oftentimes the quality was poor, sometimes it wasn't even the right tea, and invariably the directions to prepare it were wrong. Steep it. Well, you're not going to get very much if you soak wood for 5 minutes. So my friends and I decided to start the Dahibo Tea Club as a source of only one product, pure Podarco Dahibo Tea. Our club is the best club in the world. We have no application, no membership dues, and no meetings. You only receive a newsletter or email from us when we have something new to report. To that extent, we would like to ask for your help. The only way we can help more people is to hear from your experiences. People with leukemia would like to hear about leukemia. People with prostate cancer would like to hear about prostate cancer. People with diabetes would like to hear about diabetes. And people with infections would like to hear about infections. Please call us or email us to let us know. You just might help save a life. Oftentimes, I get the question from people whether, if they're healthy, they can drink the tea. Well, since one of the main properties of the tea is that it builds the red corpuscles, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells, it's absolutely fantastic for healthy people. We have so many stewardesses drinking it because they don't want to get sick. I mean, they're floating around in an aluminum can, breathing other people's germs, and they don't want to catch colds, flus, whatever the case is, so they drink the tea. I get phone calls, oftentimes very funny ones, from people that have landed at different airports around the world and telling me that this is truly amazing. I was on a plane, and I was coughing, and a stewardess said, as soon as I got off, I had to phone you to get some of your Dahibo tea. So the tea is used by a lot of athletes for faster muscle regeneration because of the oxygen. It's also used by a lot of folks in the entertainment industry, for example, that can't afford to get sick. These days, a diva gets $1,000 for a front row seat. If the diva's not singing, you're going to get your money back. In any event, the tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatened disease. God willing, our tea will do for your family and friends the same as it's done for mine and so many others. This is Milan Vukovic, founder of the Dahibo Tea Club. You've been listening to the Dahibo Tea Club Radio Hour. Tune in at the same time next week. We'll be talking about a lot of different cases. We'll also have other customers on the line that have used the tea. And as I mentioned earlier, God willing, it'll have the same benefits for you and your family. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn more? Check out our podcasts only on the iHeartRadio app. The Dahibo Tea Club Radio Show is now available on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just open up your iHeartRadio app and search Dahibo, T-A-H-E-E-B-O, and start streaming today. Our podcast will let you listen to people throughout the country who have shared their real-life stories on the successful results they've had using Dahibo Tea. The Dahibo Tea Club Radio Show, now available as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Tahibo Tea Club radio show. All packaging is in 1 pound packages. A 1 pound package of the tea is $34.95, and 1 pound makes 308 ounce cups or glasses of tea. That's the equivalent of 12 cents a glass to make. So even if you're drinking 8 glasses a day, that's 96 cents a day to at least give yourself the opportunity for success. All orders ship immediately the same day. Orders in Los Angeles, where we're located, arrive in 1 day. Orders everywhere else arrive in 2 days. Tahibo tea is great for healthy people because it helps regenerate cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease such as an infection, diabetes, or cancer. In Milan Vukovic's family, everyone drinks it every day like water, from his 20-year-old son to his parents, who are both now 86. For more information about Tahibo Tea or to order, please visit our website, www.tahiboteaclub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy. Oh, that's Tahibo, and then continue with the word tea, and then the word club. So the complete site is www.tahiboteaclub.com, or call today at 818-610-8088. That's 818-610-8088. LA offices open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, California time. That's area code 818-610-8088.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. Tahibo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TahiboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
This was a paid program and was provided for informational purposes only. Information provided should not be substituted for your own physician's advice.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Sons of Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men.
three men you are.
What will you do without freedom?
Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great
pursuit. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It was a year ago that Michael Ryan, the head of the United Nations Global Rapid Reaction Force, said the ultimate goal, which they've now carried out in more than 100 countries, is to go into your homes, forcibly test you, and take your loved ones away from you based on fraudulent PCR tests. This is martial law. We now have major leaders in Canada saying they're using COVID to bring in martial law to silence dissent. They say it in national TV press conferences. They are going public with tyranny. And now, Biden has launched the COVID tracking teams in the name of the Delta tracking teams, the Delta plus variant tracking teams, coming door to door to harass the unvaccinated. This is not the velvet glove and the iron fist. This is the iron fist.
In most parts of the world, due to lockdown, most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household, at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.